All right, good afternoon and welcome. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show on a Thursday. And because yesterday was kind of screwy, we didn't have time for the Prowlers. So we bring the Prowlers on Thursday. And there's really nothing to talk about, so I guess we'll just end the show on that note, right? I get the big thumbs up. Stepan, is it Timofeyev?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Talk right into the mic. Don't be shy.
There we go.
He's here. Obviously, you're from Russia?
Yes.
Anywhere we've heard of?
St. Petersburg, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a pretty famous place. Okay. Lots of history there. Understand it's beautiful?
Yeah,
for sure. You ever get homesick?
Nah.
How long have you been away from Russia?
2 years already. I played junior in Canada.
Okay. Whereabouts in Canada?
Ontario. Okay. Near Toronto.
Near Toronto?
Yeah.
Toronto's a nice city, too.
Yeah. Never been there.
Like, never? Really?
Yeah.
Really? So you've just been focusing straight on hockey?
Yeah, always. Worked hard to come and play for Prowlers.
Yeah. See? Game. Look at that. Look at that. Coach is over there. Coach is here too.
You keep saying the wrong stuff.
He didn't say the wrong stuff.
Oh, you're sort of close.
He said Prowlers.
Coach Stowe.
You're going to break your tooth on that sucker.
Hello, everyone.
Coach couldn't come on because he's in the lobby. Deanie, wonderful Deanie, who is our receptionist, who's probably gone by the time you get there.
She's gone.
But she has a candy dish out there. And every time Coach comes in here, I don't even know how many you've stuffed into your pockets.
No, I don't do that.
But he's always got one. And now, see, you got your players doing it, too. They're supposed to eat healthy, stay in shape.
I didn't eat it. He just gave it to me.
That keeps them sweet.
Well, he's been playing pretty sweet. I like the way this young man plays.
He brings a lot to the table. He's, he's a hard worker. He's got a good attitude, and he plays the game the way the game's supposed to be played. He has a lot of development to do, but he goes to all the areas that you would ask someone to go to.
And for not being – you're not a big guy, but for not being a big guy, you're not shy about going into the corners. You're not shy about fighting for some space in front of the net. And actually, you've even been in a fight this year with a guy who was probably a little bit bigger than you. But you did all right.
Thanks.
Where'd you learn that?
In Russia, I guess.
Don't tell them about the fighting practices that we have.
I've seen that before.
You know, we haven't done it yet.
Yet, he says.
Well, you know, Parkhouse, we'd have to, you know, probably offer him like a coffee or something to do it.
He was in a fight once.
No, he's been in a fight a few times this year, which is, you know, a nice credit to him. He did one time Robo against North Shore.
Oh, yeah, that's right, when they ran Robo into the boards.
Yeah, he fought that big defenseman, Fett or whatever.
Yep.
Fett.
Yeah.
So anyways, what about that streak that these guys are on? You got all the numbers here so we can go through them?
Okay, it's 10 wins in a row overall. It's 7 straight at home, 11 straight on the road. You know you haven't lost on the road since the second game of the season? You have won, I know you don't like when I say this, but you've won 23 out of 24, and you've got a point in 24 straight games.
Undefeated in regulation in 24 out of 24 games. Say it the right way, sir.
You said the same thing that I just said. You just said it different. You should be a lawyer. You should be in a courtroom.
No, the team, the chemistry, the camaraderie, the attitude. And, I mean, you could ask Timo when he got into town. He was welcomed with open arms. He has a question. You know, all the veterans are there to answer it for him. And they come to work, hard hat, you know, lunch pail and work boots, and they do their job, but they have fun doing it. Right?
Yep.
Who's been mean to you? Come on, you can tell me. Besides Coach.
Well, I don't think nobody. Yeah. Actually, everybody was okay. It's... I can understand sometimes, like, when team winning and new guys came in the locker room, it's kind of like, why?
Yeah. Well, yeah, guys don't like it. They think their job's threatened by a new guy.
But I have two practice and a game against Carolina. I go on ice, and after game, guys was friendly and happy.
Yeah, I think Dalton was here on the show, and you were like, "Where am I going to play this kid?" And Dalton said, "Play him on my line." Of course, he says that about every new guy that comes in. Play him on my line.
Then after, like,
is he any good? Play him on my line.
Then after, you could ask Timo. Then after, like, you know, two periods or two games, he's like, "Coach, I need new line mate. Coach, I'm not getting the puck enough." Right, Dalton J. If he doesn't have the puck on his stick and shooting it top shelf, he's not a happy guy, but we love him for what he does.
Absolutely.
He goes fast and shoots a lot.
He goes fast and he shoots a lot, and it's always high, and the last game he missed the net about 14 times.
Could have had like one goal. See,
we would have won the game over Danville 10-1 if he would have hit the net half the time.
I know
he's listening too, and he's going to get me.
Come on, Dolt. I had a 5-0 at the end of the first period.
With him getting 4 goals.
Well, just the team, but we didn't come out flat. We didn't do anything wrong. It was just they made a nice play, and our guy that was supposed to be where he was supposed to be was puck watching, and I think it was it Brazen or Levac? Came back door.
I think it was Levac that scored, yeah.
And, you know, he was wide open, nice pass, saucer, and boom, he buried it. So other than that, you know, it was a great entertaining game. It was exciting. Me personally, it should have not been so exciting score-wise, but we did what we had to do. We never stopped playing, and the boys were focused, positive on the bench, and there was about, I mean, this is, you know, a lot of guys could, you know, say yes or no. With about 5 or 6 minutes left, I had my little cue card, and I wrote down 2 lines. So I said, at the 5-minute mark, I'm going to go down to these 2 lines. And, you know, Pace was on the bench, Parkey, and I just, you know, held the paper out. And they looked at me, and they said, just roll all 3. Let's see what happens. Did I agree with them? Maybe, maybe not, but the point was, I think we ended up on the power play. We made it 3-1, and we just continued to roll. And number 67, he had probably one of his best games of his career or the year. He was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? You agree? Oh,
he was good.
Yeah.
He was good. So, well, there's a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys I trust. It's not like, last year there weren't a lot of guys that I trusted. This year I trust guys.
Yeah.
I know that that certain guys in certain situations are going to think team now instead of
I.
Yeah. And instead of, I don't have a point tonight, so I better go rush up the ice and expose our back end here trying to get my point.
See? You think a lot like Coach Schroeder. So. Did you hear what he said, Dalton? Come on, Dalton.
I did not mean that for you, Dalton.
No, we're kidding.
I'm done picking on you.
You know how him and I always give it to Graham and Parkhouse. Now I got Timo. We're going to give it back to him. But, no, that's and, you know, it's accountability. And, you know, a young guy like Timo, probably 21, just turned 22. Yanni, 20, just turned 21. It's a trust factor. And I can guarantee you, whether it was 2 months ago or 3 months ago or a month ago, I probably would not trust myself exposing them to that situation. Because I'm a firm believer that never put a guy in a situation where he's not going to succeed. Because all you're going to do is hurt his self-esteem and his confidence. Because he's going to let down himself, the coach, and the team.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I don't worry about Timo. You back check.
Thank you.
A lot of young guys have to learn how to do that. You came in and did it right away. And I noticed you don't like it when the other team has the puck. You try to take away from the guy and get it back as soon as possible.
That's why he's here.
Yeah. He's all over, guys.
He played, and let me see how good my memory is. Was your first road trip game against Watertown?
No, Carolina.
Carolina?
Yeah.
And then did we go to Watertown next?
Yeah.
Carolina played good. He did some good things. Watertown, it was like he was a seasoned veteran. The half wall, guy D rings the puck. It's coming to him. D's crashing down on him. He lifted the guy's stick, took the hit, and let the puck exit the zone. There's not too many veterans that would think to do that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, and that's why I said at the beginning, he does all those little things that will keep him in the game for a longer time if he chooses to keep playing this game.
It's good coaching. Let's hope you don't screw him up. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
We're going to take a break.
While Coach beats me up. All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. We're here until 6 o'clock today. Then it's the Tom Izzo Show. I head to Marysville because at 7 o'clock we've got high school basketball, and that will air on AM 1590 as well as the stream at WPHM.net. The Prowlers are out of town this weekend. They'll be playing a couple of games in Danville. The schedule did not change, in spite of the fact that you may heard of we're a team less now. Cornwall had financial issues, unfortunately. And fortunately for us, they were only on our schedule one more time anyways.
March 29th is actually canceled by the league that game.
So no game March 29th against Cornwall because they don't exist anymore. The team that was going to suffer the most from that is Watertown, but they've kind of worked out a solution for it, I guess.
Oh, collusion? Is that the right word?
Well, it is the commish's team, and he's got to have something there. So they've kind of put together
Do they get this radio station in Watertown?
If they listen on the stream.
Okay. So should I record it and send it to them?
I'm doing that right now as we speak. I wasn't planning on sending it to him, but I could. So, like, the league is going to assemble a team to play them X number of games so that it's not all a bunch of forfeits. They're going to actually have to play and win, although I would think that they'll have an advantage over whatever kind of team the league puts together. Now, off the air, you and I were discussing what we would have done. I don't know if that's even worth talking about because the league's not going to do it because it makes too much sense.
Well, no,
I don't want you to get in trouble. I can't get in trouble. No.
Well, it was your idea. You brought it up, and I was just bobbing my head like the little dog in the back of the car.
I mean, if you're going to make a team, why didn't you just keep the team together and run it for the rest of the year? There's less than 20 games left for everybody. Mm-hmm. So just, you know, suck it out for a month and a half, get them through the season, and then if you need to disband it at the end of the year, do so. But
well, like you said, in a perfect world or whatever, the league would have stepped in, seized operations by the current owners. They would have taken ownership of the team, assumed, you know, the current schedule, and just proceeded for, you know, another 5-6 weeks. And concluded it, you know, on a good note with the 6 teams. But unfortunately, that didn't transpire because we're not at the top of the list, I guess, Stuck. we don't know what to do.
Yeah, I guess not. Anyways, there was a dispersal draft, and we have to take another break here, but we'll talk about that because you did claim a couple of guys.
I did?
You did.
Again?
I'd heard a rumor. I'm not sure if any are going to show up. Plus, Giuliano played last weekend. I thought he played really well. We maybe talk about him. And Stepan Timofeyev is here, so we'll continue to talk to him because he loves talking on the radio.
Oh yeah.
Couldn't wait for this. All right.
Actually had to handcuff him and bring him in here.
We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. Coach wandered off into the hallway. He's trying to get James Robbins to bring him coffee or something. I wasn't quite 100% sure on that. And then Stepan said, no, he's just leaving me here so that I can do all the talking because he knows that I don't want to talk on the radio. But that's all right. You're doing a good job. Good hockey player. We were just talking about it off the air a little bit. I think if you keep playing like you're playing, it'll be unfortunate for us in Port Huron because somebody's going to snatch you up at a higher level.
Thank you.
I would think that they'd have to. What about family? You got brothers, sisters?
Yeah, I have a youngest brother. He's 16 now. He's in Russia with my mom. And my dad in Los Angeles, California right now.
It's spread out all over the world.
He's in California.
My dad.
Your dad?
Yeah, I told you about this a couple of times.
Oh, is he coming to visit?
Well, he's working. We'll see. Maybe on the playoff final.
And your brother, he could skate backwards and fight?
He's too young. And he's not hockey player.
You're never too young in this league.
I could always. I'm always looking for you another day.
16, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know.
18.
Oh, 18? Yeah, you have to. We actually have a rule for that? We have a rule, and we follow it?
Yes, sir.
We don't change it, you know, so if a certain team needs a guy and all that's available is 16, change the rule?
Here, you know what? If you give me a piece of paper and there's a rule on it, I'm going to abide by the rule to the best of my knowledge. So if you don't inform me about something, then don't come back to me later and say, hey, you did this or that. So when I have questions, and I'm going to go back to the PTO thing, I called the league. I said, what does this mean? How do I handle it? And what can I do? And they gave me the definition of it.
Yep.
And now I know what to do. But, we sent you an email. I said, when did you send it? Oh, it was in July. Oh, okay.
Okay. Just like the shootout one.
Oh, yeah, the 5-3 shooters. How good is it? Congratulations to their women's gold Olympic hockey team. I watched every game, and I can't tell you how good they are. And I am so proud to have coached the twins' brother.
Yeah.
Jacques Lamoureux played for me, and his two sisters, they won the game single-handedly yesterday. But, I mean, that was great hockey.
Yeah, Jacques' older sister scored the winner in the shootout. What a terrific goal, too.
The guy's still looking for his panties.
Coach has such a way with words.
Did you see it? I was going to say jock strap, but she doesn't have a jock strap. I'm sorry. Jill? She's looking for her Jill. I got James Robbins.
Yeah, it would take a goalie to know that.
Yeah. James Robbins is in the house.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, that bad. Applause to, one, the U.S., hockey team and the girls. And yeah, that was awesome.
Gold medal. And the men, not so much. The quarterfinal game against the Czechs, they lost that.
They started well.
They did. And then there was kind of a stretch there where it got away from them for a little while.
They let them in the game.
Yeah. Too many penalties.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Too many penalties.
It was a momentum swing.
And then, in the shootout, they got those crazy rules. They should have let that Donato kid shoot a couple of times more. He's got some moves.
Well, they went with the kid that scored the 3 goals, I think, in a World Junior or something.
That was that.
Terry?
This isn't the World
Juniors. His name's Terry or something?
Yeah, and he's a good player and everything.
Yeah, he was like the 5th or 6th shooter. I was surprised they took so long to put him in there. But, after the 5th shooter, you could go with the same shooter over and over until someone's decided. Yeah. That same rule.
We have 17 out there every other shot.
He's got some moves. You could ask James about him. They're playing a little one-on-one down low today, about 4 or 5 guys. James was doing cartwheels.
I don't. James, when you were in Brewster, you never had a shootout against us, did you? You never had to face Chris Levier in a shootout.
No, but we were playing against you guys, and we were winning the game 2-1. Got down to like the last minute and a half, and of course we took a penalty. Port Huron scored, pulled the goalie like 30 seconds, and just won the game.
Wow.
It was a heartbreaker for our team at the time, but it was a really. Really fun game.
I think
Dayton, we did that to you too.
I don't think right. Chris Levier missed maybe once in shootout a couple years ago. Maybe he missed one time.
Hell of a hockey player. And again, I could tell you, it was sort of like number 19 shoots left. He had 1 goal against us, I think, in 6 games we've played him this year. And Levier and Foose. A few years ago when I was with that other team in Ohio, because Junior gets mad when I say it, We shut down Foos and Levier also. You know, you just have to be aware of the person on the ice and make sure you don't let them find time, space, and shoot the puck. And Levier had a little, if I remember correctly, he had a bad left wrist that we made sure we paid attention to. It's always wrapped up with tape.
Always wrapped up with tape. But, boy, when it got to shootout, they just, he'd be the first shooter, then he'd be the third shooter, the fourth shooter, the fifth shooter, the whatever, how many you needed. And I remember him maybe missing once. And he never, it was never the same move.
Well, I don't know.
He did something different every single time down.
Well, you're usually pretty knowledgeable, and if you go on and check my roster, I think he's still our property, and he's playing in the East Coast. AHL?
Yeah, he got called up.
Oh, he's in the A now?
Yeah. That's where 17 will be in another year. If you don't mess him up.
That's what I think.
I'm going to tell you something. I go beyond the call of duty for any of my players, and you could ask him right now. We were on the phone because we messaged, Facebook, whatever we do. I drove to the border. I sat there for 2.5 hours. They wouldn't let him across. We did some more paperwork. He went back home. He went to the embassy. He got his P1, and I went back to the bowling alley by McDonald's and picked him up. His girlfriend was dropping him off.
Hanging out at the bowling alley.
So I always say I'm stupid. I'm not dumb. I know what to do. He's a good guy, and he's a great hockey player. And like I said, if he keeps doing what he's been doing, he's going to play the game for a long time.
Yep, absolutely. I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll wrap things up. And I know Stepan is happy about that because he's never talked this much since he's been over here.
I did.
Suka!
We'll be back. All right, yes, I did. We're back. So Jonathan Giuliano, you actually signed him in the summer, but he didn't get around to playing for us until this past weekend. And I don't know what he was doing, if he was playing, skating, doing anything, but he didn't look out of shape. He looked right in mid-season form.
No. He's Papa. He had a baby, I think, was born in October, and he was in the process of building a new house for the new family. And, you know, like contractors.
Yep.
They're probably about 2 or 3 months behind on finishing the house. So by the time they got everything buttoned up, he was ready to go. So, yeah, that was a nice surprise. And, you know, he walked in the locker room and it was like he was there pretty much, you know, the whole year. I mean, you know, got along with all the guys. I think, did you actually get a chance to play with him?
No, not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
He don't like you.
You messed up his line.
Did I screw up that line?
You took him away from, you took Graham away from Dalton, so I'm surprised Dalton's even talking to you anymore.
Let's see, we had Giuliano.
You can't break those two up. That's Larry and Mo.
Oh, Giuliano.
Giuliano played with Dalton, and I don't know who he had.
It was Giuliano, Dalton, and Robson, who we just talked about that had the best game of the year.
Yeah, Nathan liked it.
It was the best game on the ice.
Yeah.
So Timo's mad at me now?
No, Timo's fine because he got to play with Yanni, and who else played?
Graham.
Yeah.
Well, him and Graham get along good.
Yeah. So that was a good line.
Graham's, you know what?
He had three good lines.
Yeah, Graham's like your, you know, go-to guy. Any situation, you can put him on the ice, and he's going to do what he's supposed to do, whether it's power play, penalty kill, 3 minutes left, up by a goal. Yeah, he's my kind of guy.
Yeah.
He comes to work every day.
Like him, too.
Yeah.
You got a lot of guys like that this year. That's what I like about this team.
Well, it was funny because the other day they were having the dispersible draft with Cornwall. And, you know, Joe Jr., he's just a character. So he goes, well, just when it comes to your turn, just say pass. I go, pass what? He goes, don't pick. I said, well, why? He goes, you're not going to get anybody good. I said, well, over the summer, I got Graham. I said, I picked up a few guys that were pretty good. He goes, you know, He's a character.
Doesn't want you taking anybody that's going to take his ice time.
There you go.
You did grab a couple guys. I don't. Are they going to play? Do you think they're going to play? Where's Dumontier? Yeah, Timo.
Hey! Don't we don't give our secrets away here.
Okay.
The one player is in town. He practiced this morning.
Okay.
And the other player is on the team's jet. He's might meet us in Danville.
And you're leaving tonight?
Have you ever had so much fun, Stuck?
I always have fun when you're here. But now, sadly, I have to say goodbye because the show is over. And I only have 12 seconds to say good luck this weekend and keep the streak going. No pressure, but